Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that is coming up a lot with guys all the time. It's, you know, you're coming to us with bad marriages for obvious reasons. And that's, if you don't know, by the way, it's because we saved our marriage from the depths of hell. I'm a managing severe narcissist. I was really abusive. Like, I don't know why I said the word really. I was incredibly, terribly abusive to my wife. And I was a very, very bad man. And so if you're here, it's because you've probably got a bad marriage or you have enough problems that you know that we can help you. And I keep smelling Finn, our dog, farting. He's on the couch. I saw him.
Maybe the other dog was around here a second ago.
Oh my gosh. No, because I was over there.
That makes it seem like it was one of us.
No, it wasn't, because I went and coughed on the last episode and it was close to Finn and I'm smelling it again. And I can't even breathe and I have a terrible cough. It's something. Wow. All right, let's get back to it. So
we're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
It's that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. I wanted to talk about this because if you're in a bad marriage, parenting, it's clear when we speak to our clients, men with me, women with Catherine, that the bad marriage makes it a lot harder to parent. Now, parenting, if you don't know much about our story, for us, parenting is our challenge. You know, we are through the marriage crap. We are through the failure business stuff crap. We are through the losing our home and vehicles and starting over crap. Like, we are through and recovered from all the pain, but parenting, as proud as we are of ourselves, we're always going to be hard on ourselves. And we would say we're terrible. We're not terrible. We know that, but we strive. We really strive to rise to be the best we could be. Parenting's hard, baby.
Parenting is hard. And I don't know if there's a saying for men, but as women, we call it mom guilt. So when we do something that we feel like is not building connection and something that just makes us feel like we're not the best mom, we hold this mom guilt and it just sits with us. And so I think that most parents, if you are, and we actually think, we know that we're good parents. We work really hard at parenting. If you are a good parent, there's going to be moments where you just feel like a terrible person because maybe you yelled, you know, maybe we don't believe in punishments, but if I send or isolation. So if I send one of my kids, if I get to my boiling point and I'm like, go to your room, I feel terrible for sending one of our children to the room. And then I have to go in and apologize, and which we're also really good at. We try to be really open with our children. But
I've had to learn to be apologetic to our children.
But you've definitely grown.
Yeah.
Which is so, and so many of you probably have to learn that it's okay to apologize to your children. It shows them that they deserve an apology. It shows them that you can be sorry and that you can make mistakes, and that when you do make a mistake, you're going to go and you're going to make it right. And
I don't know about an expression for men, but you mentioned that mom guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really powerful to understand, because in a bad marriage, typically what we're doing is we're shame dumping, guilt throwing, blame pushing everything onto our children, maybe even not even intentionally. You know, for me, I know that I would want to put them to bed early and go have a drink, you know, when I was drinking a lot. Now imagine when we were fighting, if that was our life back then, because our children have not, if you don't know our story, we got to poop together. Okay. And so we got to poop together drinking, which is, if you're drinking and you don't have to poop together, then quit right now. It's going to help you. Okay. But, you know, for me, things like that was like, I wanted to escape. So you're trying to escape with your thing. Sometimes that could be your coping mechanism, like I was just describing, which a lot of my guys do. They rush putting their kids to bed because they want to have a drink, you know, because they want to get away from her. If they can go to the garage, you know, if they can go work on their car, or they can stay at work or do whatever you can to avoid. And you do that to your children too, because you're running from the bad marriage. And, or I've seen the flip. I've seen a lot of the parents. I hear about mostly from my guys and about their wives. So I'm interested in your take on this, but like going to sleep in the kid's bed, trying to go get the emotional connection from the kids, where it feels safer with the kids. What's your take on that?
I only see the sleeping in the same bed as the children when the children are really quite young. Mm. I don't think I've had any clients whose children over the age of maybe four are doing some co-sleeping.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think I have seen that.
Sometimes I think it's crazy because if you feel like it'd always be my kind of men would be your wife's husbands, and sometimes it's not.
No, right? It's often not.
Yeah, often it's not. Yeah, it's interesting. So it just goes to show again, guys, the stuff that we're working on is universal. Like, it doesn't matter. We're 17 countries for a reason. It doesn't matter race, culture, age, how long you've been married, how many kids you have, how much abuse it was. If it was like ours, or quite mostly it's never quite as bad as in my cases. I think you get some like that. Well, no, you don't, right?
As bad as us?
Yeah.
I do get some.
You do, yeah. So it's like, at the end of the day, these are real problems, guys. And in a bad marriage, you're trying to present true feeling of what an example should be. See, we're all expected to be a man and woman in marriage. You didn't have a clue. That's why you're fucked up. Same with us. We didn't have a clue. You had what you thought was a decent example, a good example of a marriage, mm-hmm. from your parents. Mm-hmm. I had the worst, daily fights and screams.
This is a really good segue into one of the problems that you can have when you're parenting in a bad marriage. And one of those is that you'll have different parenting styles and different ways that you want to parent. Oftentimes, I'm not saying it's every time, but oftentimes the mother, being that nurturer, is more inclined to gentle parenting, connected parenting, not parenting with fear, learning about the psychology behind it. For example, I said, I don't believe in isolation or sending them to their room, or I don't believe in punishments. You heard that right.
was that Finn?
Finn snoring? I think that's Hobie.
I thought that there was the dog tooting. Like, I thought
that's Hobie snoring. Okay. It's our other dog.
I was like, it is happening. Okay. Anyway, sorry, guys.
So the women are more inclined to be on that side of things and more open to it because of just the way that we're wired. Whereas the dads, especially our generation, a lot of us were parented with more strict. I was parented more with more love than you were, but I still definitely had
strict.
But there was still some strictness.
No love, so, all strict, lots of abuse, right? So there's.
So when you come from, not only when you come from two different backgrounds, that's one thing. When you have a bad marriage, I have something in my eye. The ability to meet in the middle, and we didn't meet in the middle. I'm really lucky that when I was able to explain how I wanted to parent our children, he was resistant. But we were able to get them to come on board.
Well, it makes sense. Guys, when you understand what this is, this connected parenting she's describing, it's, you understand, like, you were taught not to feel, right? Don't cry. Stop it. Stop screaming at me. Stop. There's nothing to be afraid of. Go to sleep. I don't want, there's no monster. Shut up. Be quiet. You know, well, maybe you don't get told shut up like I did. But, like, you know, like, all of these things are don't feel. All of those are secondary emotions. All of them. If you're sad and you're screaming and you're losing your mind, okay, there's typically something else. What's the need that needs to be met? And you're teaching your children the same way that we were taught. Right now, first thing you need to understand is you are wrong if you don't agree with this. You're wrong. That's it. There's nothing. You can't argue the fact that you were told not to cry. And now when you're sad, you don't know how to communicate your needs properly. That's it. Unless you've taken the time to learn, I shouldn't assume. But when you can understand the power of this, that's why I moved over to your.
Right. And that's because when he moved over, we were in a good marriage. So you were open to hearing my side of things. If we were still in a bad marriage, he wouldn't have listened and he wouldn't come over. So sometimes.
Which actually happened. Castle, right?
Yes.
I have a son from before I met Catherine, and Catherine came in. He was 3 years old, and Catherine tried to show and pour love. Now, of course, I wasn't capable of anything at the time. I had no idea. We had no idea. But of course, trying to love on my son, and then, I mean, it just ripped us apart because these parenting styles were so different and I don't think there's any, let's just leave it there. It was so different.
Parenting style was so different than his was that he said to me, if you parent him this way, he's never going to respect you. And so eventually, because I would get in trouble for my parenting style, I stepped back from parenting, and it caused a disconnect between me and the child, and it caused a disconnect between us. But I was afraid to parent with love. So when we had our own children, we had our marriage came leaps and bounds by the time our children were born. And then we really fixed our marriage when the girls were a year and a half and I was pregnant with Riddick. That was the turning point for me. And that's when parenting got hard just after that. So thank goodness we were able to.
Oh yeah. I just never even thought about it in the timeline like that. Like, yes, you're right. We saved our marriage from depths of hell, guys. So Catherine originally was afraid that all this work that I'd done, what if I leave? I'm not happy. I'm settling. I'm not attractive. I'm coasting.
What happens to our children if we separate? Because then he's going to be responsible for 50% of their upbringing. And I was terrified of that.
What if we both agree. We have no idea what would have happened, but we both agree that that would have destroyed me. I would have reverted back to all the work that I'd done for the years, that, like, it would have been a freaking nightmare. Like we both agree. I'd probably be that the guy at the post office. I don't even know what to say. Like
it who's just, the guy at the post office?
I don't want to say it. I don't know if I'm allowed. I don't know if I should make that joke. But anyways, like I do harm. Okay. I would do harm. And that's what we don't know for sure, but like I'd come so far. That's why I say we don't know for sure. But at the same time, because of the work that we've done and how, even though I had done the work, she wasn't there yet. Catherine wasn't there yet.
But it wasn't there yet. In what way? You might want to clarify.
Like that's when, because with the girls were a year and a half when you started to really do your work.
Oh yeah. Right? I was not even accepting of anything that he was doing at that point.
Right. But now look at the perspective of the timeline here. So if you think about it, had we had the girls and had we, sorry, not had the girls, I hadn't done my changes, right? We get into it and we have the girls and they see everything. They see all the pain. And some of you know what this is like. You're living it currently right now. Okay, we can drastically see the difference between my old son, whom it did not matter that it wasn't Catherine's, that Castle wasn't your son. You loved him.
I did.
You loved him. And you still love him. It's just that we don't have him. But
and the relationship did get it tarnished because
it
of
did. It
our
did.
Different parenting styles. And because he wasn't biologically mine, I was able to detach. I felt like I was forced to detach.
That's right. And now, but if you think about what our children have now with us, my fixing everything, all the pain that I was willing to cause or able to cause, however you want to look at it, guys. And then even some of the way that your behavior, some of the person that I helped you create, that you're not, you never want to be like that person again. And like our children don't have to see all that. Like what's the alternative, guys? I'm still disconnected from my son too. I hurt him. I did. I hurt him back then, right? The fighting that he saw from us hurt him. Our children don't have to live like that now. Like I encourage you guys to think about your thinking about leaving the relationship because you're hurting your children, instead of realizing it's not that. That's not the answer. That's just the same level of pain in a different way because you don't want to do the work right now. Learn from other people's mistakes, whether it's ours or somebody else that you trust. The only way to do this right is to be strong together first, show your children something different, and stop fucking up their life, their future. Honestly, I'm not saying we're perfect. We do think parenting is the hardest.
Parenting is hard. It's the most humbling experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify that when he says you're hurting your children, we mean emotionally. Mm. If you're physically hurting your children, you need to get help.
Yeah.
Hurting your children, we've all been there and you still should seek help. But if you can heal your marriage and take some of the stress off of that situation and connect with your partner, if you guys can get on the same team with parenting, parenting is so much easier.
Oh, so much easier.
And so just get help regardless. But if you're physically hurting your children, please get help today now.
Guys, one thing we are going to launch is Moral Marriage. Moral Marriage. That's what we already launched. Moral Momentum comes out March 18th. Follow my Insta, Cass Foster Moral, C-A-S-S, Foster Moral. We are launching Moral Momentum for, I think there's going to be a lot of people that need this to move everything forward in their life, filling your own cup. In a way that you can follow through on and lead your children. Why I want to bring this up today on this episode is because your children, when they get that energy from you, it's going to inspire them for their own legacy because you're going to learn to create one. And I want that to start with your spouse. So I'm going to give away a lot of free stuff with this. All free, guys. You have nothing to lose. Cass Foster Moro on Instagram. You're going to be downloading our app. That's right. You heard it correct. It's called Moro. And I won't get into details about that yet, but we're going to rock and roll, guys. All right. We'll see you next time.